Buongiorno a tutti. Just before we get into the podcast, we want to give you a little treat. How does a case of free beer sound? To celebrate the ongoing Six Nations, we've teamed up with our pals at Beer 52, and we're giving every single person listening now a free case of delicious craft beer. All you got to do is go to www.beer52.com/rigbeers. You cover the meager postage costs of £5.95, and you get a free case of 8 unique craft beers, plus 2 stunning snacks, which is delicious but high in protein, so you don't put on any weight. Counteract the beers, whatever. If you just want lagers, just choose lagers. If you want something dark, choose dark. If you want something kooky, choose something kooky. The creativity, the choice is yours. But all we're saying is we're giving you free beer. 8 free beers, and they can be there in time for the Six Nations. Just go on the website now, beer52.com/rigbeers, to claim your free case now. That's beer52.com/therigbeers. Another freebie. You're welcome.
More lads. Bolas.
Come and get less with me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to episode 123 of the Rigbiz podcast. And after trading blows with Big John last week, I'm delighted to say that Archie Curzon joins me once more. How are you, Archie?
I'm a clapping boy in a clapping world. Life's exciting. The last this weekend's going to be frightening. You can brush my hair and dress me anywhere.
Mate, I'm okay.
No, you can. Honestly, because I'm in that good shape. I'm a rugby boy. I'm very used to getting undressed anywhere.
Right, okay.
That's the beauty of being in the rugby world. I have no embarrassment just getting my kit off.
Well, Archie, it's great to see you, sir. Haven't heard much from you, though. I'm a bit worried. Did you get the W on the weekend you were playing?
No, unfortunately, we lost this weekend. A rare loss to the Falcons. We were missing quite a lot of key players.
Right.
A lot of the boys are away skiing, which is fair enough. At this time of year, Six Nations skiing, it does decimate the Clapham Balkans. So we lost to Winchester Old Boys. Gutting. But, you know, like I said to the boys, we'll live to fight another day. You know, after the game, I had them in the change room for a solid 15 minutes, just sort of talking to them. Not really about the game, just talking about myself and, like, you know, what I'm going to do to improve, which hopefully will inspire them to improve themselves.
Well, did you put everything aside? Did you manage to go out and just get loose and have fun Saturday night?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, look, the lash at the moment, this time of year, with Six Nations on, then a weekend off, it's a bit like interval lashing, interval training. You know, it's one weekend you go hard, heavy, the Six Nations on. The other weekend, no Six Nations. Just take it easy, keep the chassis in check, because this weekend, England, France, it's going to be big, mate.
So no beers after the game?
No, and a few beers, not too many. And then me and a couple of boys just headed into number 32, just see if there's any sort of MILFs knocking about who fancy coming back. Yeah, because you get quite a lot of decent sort of 55 to 65-year-olds, single women in number 32 who've had quite a lot of work done.
And no knockabout?
There was one woman who was quite keen.
Right.
But unfortunately, she was with her husband. So it would have been awkward.
But she was giving the eyes across the bar, was she?
She gave me a bit of chat. I ordered a drink next to her and I just said she had good arms, and she turns out she does quite a similar tricep routine to me in the gym. And then we got talking, and then, you know, you could just tell by the look she was giving me. I asked her for a name. I found her on Facebook. A lot of that older generation don't really do Instagram. It's Facebook.
Still Facebook, yeah.
So found her on Facebook and also added her on LinkedIn. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay, that's exciting. You know. So then you leave number 32, head back to Clapham.
Headed home, had a good feed, and then just got my head down and woke up pretty fresh actually on Sunday, which is nice. Went for a coffee on the Common, just a quick inspection of Common, looking great, by the way.
Good.
You know,
good.
Common's really, really doing well this year. It's something that we've had in Clapham head office to make sure is good all year round.
And, of course, you know, no matter what the season is.
It's beautiful. And then just for a laugh, like, I was on this WhatsApp group with my mate Piggy and Samo, and we were just like, for a laugh, should we do an F45 class? Like, slight early afternoon. And just like, for a laugh. We just, I don't know, Sunday we're like, let's do it. And it was such a laugh going there.
Was it a laugh? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah, it was much more of a laugh than you think it is. Like, F45 is actually, like quite good fun and quite good banter, and we just had a really good Sunday sweat. We actually said afterwards, like, it was actually quite a good laugh, and we burned a lot of calories. So yeah, it was good. It was one of those things you didn't expect it to be as funny as it was, and it was really good fun. It was good to see Piggy. Haven't seen him for a while, and he actually did quite well. And it's, yeah, it was a real laugh.
Well, Archie, obviously the Six Nations is back this weekend. Yeah, Italy are looking to cause I would say an upset. It's not really an upset. They're probably going to beat the Welsh at home at Stadio Olimpico. And we've decided to get on one man who's been voted man of the match 3 games in a row. He's in the team of the week every single week. He is just incredible. He's a man, I think you know. Do you know him? I think you're mates, aren't you?
Seb Negri.
Yeah, Sebastian Negri.
Yeah. Mate, this guy
yeah.
has got chat.
Yeah.
Fire emoji. 5 fire emojis.
Well,
he's got chat.
Well, that's a lot of
chat. Yeah. His chat is lining a fire through my phone into the forest.
Jesus Christ.
Now, see, we're going to see forest fires of chat.
That sounds interesting. Let's get him on. That sounds too exciting.
Unos, doses, tres, le chatteremo mano. Welcome to La Banta Podcaster. That's Italian for welcome to the podcast.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, absolute pleasure. Are you well?
Yeah, no, all good. Body is just about recovered from Ireland. So, yeah, no, all good.
Oh, can I just say, your arms are looking magnificent. Do you do a lot of tricep extensions or is that just genetic?
No legs, just upper body.
Yeah. I got to say, I love that white T-shirt. Like when I'm in the summer and I've got a tan body like you have, I love wearing a white T-shirt, some tight black jeans, no socks, and some boat shoes. And I just cruise around Clapham Common with a rugby ball in my hand.
That's me in a nutshell, mate.
Yeah. I think me and you would get on really well. I think we'd be quite a formidable twosome, just heading out in Clapham. Like, you're a pro rugby player, and you're a forward, and I'm a semi-pro rugby player who also drinks a lot of water like you. And I work in the city. We both make quite a lot of money. We're both in good shape, but we're like, one's a back, one's a forward. Be quite a good, like, mate, write it down.
I'll
approach
ITV
and see if we could do, like, you know, a sort of documentary.
I'm only continuing with this podcast if I get Q-Jump at Archer Street and Inferno's.
Write it down. We're sort of out straight away.
Can you sort that for him, Martin?
Yeah, I'll send you. What I'll send you, Negus, and I have sent it to a few people. Hask has got one. I'm just trying to think. Jack Knowles got one. It's a gold card. And on it is in a hologram is a shot of my torso, and it just says compliments of the CEO. And you just hand that at the door. You can take, I think it's up to 3 guests into the venues. And it's not just for Archer Street and Inferno's. It's also for Nando's in Clapham. It's all free, class. Complimentary.
Awesome. We can do this once a week then.
Yeah. Perfect. And there's a sauna as well that you can get into. It's men only in Clapham. I've been a few times. Everyone's very friendly.
Good fun?
Yeah, it's great fun. I mean, if you like a sauna and a steam, it's one of the rules, you have to be completely naked, which I love because I'm a robot, but I'm used to it. And you just go there. It's just Stockwell side. And you just go there, you get complimentary free entry. They are, I mean, they're really nice, touchy feely guys, but really good guys.
Sounds good.
Welcoming. Yeah.
Seb, has Tommaso warned you about the podcast? Has he said nice things? Did he reveal the secret that Archie's a bit of a lunatic? What's he said about us?
He just said that you guys are good boys and it'll be a bit of a laugh. So.
Did you?
Yeah, here I am.
Did you listen to our motivational video that we did for the Italian rugby team?
I did get a glimpse of it.
Yeah, you guys are welcome.
And it nearly worked, an absolute charm.
It nearly did. I thought it was going to happen. I thought, there you go.
Are you going to do another one for Wales?
Oh, yeah, of course.
We will. Let me speak to Jack Savaretti. I'm sure you're a big fan of Jack Savaretti, the Italian.
I've actually slid into his DMs before and he hasn't ever messaged me back.
Right, write it down. That is one thing we'll
Sebastian Negri, Italian legend, and Savaretti, and Gabriele. Okay, Do you want to sort that?
I'm just going to set that up now.
And he's a rugby fan, I think.
Oh, right, yeah, big rugby fan. He shared our video, our motivational video for you.
This is the way you start a pod. Yeah. I'm going to connect you, Seb, to him. Just let me give it 2 seconds.
I've actually slid into his DMs because I'm a big fan of his. Actually, I watched him on the Graham Norton show and I was like, huge fan from there.
Wait, Seb.
He got that off the back of our podcast.
He's never replied.
Seb, wait. Okay, 2 seconds. Sabas, I hope this little voice note finds you well. I'm just here doing a podcast with Seb Negri, the Italian forward, who is a big fan of you, by the way. He's here live with me. He says that he's watched you on the Graham Norton show and loved your banter, loves your music. He has slid into your DMs and you never came back to him. Can we address that? I'll send you his name. Seb, just say something to Jack Quigley so he knows it's legit.
Yeah, I've been following him for years. Huge fan. Like I said to you guys, slid into his DMs, hasn't even read it. So.
Jack, he also says I look very much like you and he wants us to come into the change room and serenade them. So let me know, mate. Hope you're all well. Love and champagne. Mate, we'll get it sorted. There you go. Business.
Mate, that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, talking about, you know, starting to DMs, talking about rugby, talking about Italy's powerhouses and Savaretti and Sebastian Negri, Italy have been, you know, pretty incredible in this Six Nations, to be fair. Arguably, you should have beaten the French in Rome, should have beaten the Irish in Rome, won the second half against the English. How amazing has this transition been over the last 12 months to be a part of?
Nah, it's been good. I think there's a lot of belief in the group, which is really important. And yeah, we all believe in buying into what Kieran wants. And yeah, the sort of new way we're playing. And I think we're playing an exciting brand of rugby. So yeah, hopefully we get that result soon. But listen, over the last 12 months, it's been pretty good and been an awesome environment to be in.
I mean, look, if you want to speak to Kieran and ask him whether, you know, after Six Nations, you want me to come into camp for an afternoon, obviously, you know, I work in the city and predominantly we're based on success. And I had two guys in my team who weren't, you know, producing the goods. And what I did is I took them to a room, turned the lights off. I stripped them just to their boxer shorts. I put them in a stress position. And I made them listen to the screams as I sort of tense myself and then let go and release. Mm. And I recorded, you know, me just going, like this. But I let that play on for 10 minutes.
Right.
And
what was the purpose of that?
Well, just to really take them past the point of no return.
Right, okay.
And now they're doing really well. I mean, one has got quite a serious drinking problem after that. I don't know if that's related, but they're both producing the goods. So speak to Kieran. If he wants me to come in, you know.
Mate, as soon as we're done with this podcast, I'll get on the phone to him and tell him.
Good man.
Okay, yeah,
well,
great.
Talking about drinking problem, I mean, obviously you guys haven't got the results, but incredible performances, nearly there. It's going to come this week against Wales, I'm sure. But have you guys been able to toast the success and the improvement? Who's the best on the piss in that Italian squad?
A couple of the youngsters are. I'm getting on a bit. But no, listen, I think we got an environment where we've got a head coach who's Kiwi, so he's all for it. And I think that's really important to have the balance, you know, after you prepared the whole week for a test game and give everything on a Saturday to have a few drinks and go out. One of our coaches was out with the boys on Saturday night in the club in Rome. So yeah, it's a good environment. But yeah, I think it's Lorenzo Canone and Minoncello and those blokes that are flying the flag high, I guess.
I love drinking Limoncello. Is that what you're saying?
No, Minoncello.
Oh, okay, yeah. I would fancy myself in Rome because a lot of people say I look Italian. I've just got that kind of hair, the olive skin. I've got the moustache.
Just lacking the culture.
Well, I don't speak Italian. That's the problem. But what? I can communicate. I've kissed girls from all over the world.
Have you?
Middlesbrough.
Right. Okay.
France.
South Africa? Zimbabwe?
She was from South Africa, but she went to school with me and I've got her spin the bottle, so South Africa, yeah.
Okay.
Germany and Wales.
Right, okay. Congratulations.
So, and some of those people, especially the girl from Wales, didn't speak English, but I communicated through the medium of love. I think a lot of girls, I like it when you just lick your lips.
Okay.
When I'm in Infernos and I see a girl and, you know, she might be chatting to her boyfriend, I'm just catch your eye and then I...
Yeah, I've experienced that. I've experienced that myself.
Yeah.
And well, from Archie as well. Have you guys ever run into each other in Infernos? Have you been to Infernos?
If I saw Negus in Infernos,
I've been a few times, yeah.
I'd run up to him, I'd bear hug him, I'd debag him and buy him a lot of Limoncellos. That's what I'd do.
Did you enjoy your experience in Infernos in Clapham?
Yeah, big fan. By Archer Street's my favorite place, I reckon.
What a place. I absolutely love it. I love getting in there, getting a bottle of Voddy, sitting in the corner, singing the songs, and just letting everyone know the big dog is here. I'm in my V-neck. I've got my necklace on the outside of my T-shirt, and I'm like, the champ has arrived. And normally I just go in there by myself, and I just like say to people, come over, just drink with me.
Sing a bit of
karaoke.
Don't
know me. They don't know me. No. I'd say, come and like, you look like you're in good shape. And then we end up just talking CrossFit all night. And sometimes you just forget girls are in there.
Well, Sebastian, you play against Wales next in Rome, you know, next week in Stadio Olimpico. Having seen how shit they've been this year, surely you guys are licking your lips at the prospect of getting a big W against them again.
Listen, I don't think they're as bad as you say. I think they're obviously going through a difficult time on the field and off the field, which doesn't help. But yeah, listen, we're excited about it. I think not just that one, I think Scotland too, but focus one at a time. We're looking forward to the challenge. We obviously beat them last year, so it'll be good to back it up again this year. And yeah, we've been playing some good rugby, like you guys said. So yeah, it'll be good to turn that into a win. And yeah, listen, I think we just got to go through our processes again, focus on what we can control, and yeah, hopefully get the W, but definitely really up for it and looking forward to it. But yeah, we can't take any team lightly. We're playing against the best teams in the world. So, and Wales have quality throughout their team. And yeah, you can't take anyone for granted, I guess.
We're talking about on the pitch, off the pitch, Wales not being so great. A guy who's incredible on the pitch is obviously Ange Capuzzo, taking the world by storm. But apparently off the pitch, he's fucking useless. Tell us what he's like behind closed doors.
Nah, man, he's a good boy. He's just quiet and reserved, plays a lot of FIFA. Yeah, no, he's just a chilled out, laid back guy, but really good guy. Obviously, I'm gutted for him now. He's out for the rest of the Six Nations. So, yeah, gutted for him, and it's a big loss for us. But yeah, he's had an awesome tournament, and I think he's showcased again why he's world class. But yeah, good obviously on the field, and then off the field, he's just a good solid bloke.
He needs an eye out and clap him. That's what he needs.
He does enjoy it, like going out, having a few drinks, loves the chat. So no, he's good like that.
Yeah, but he needs a toothbrush at the bottom. He needs proper rugby chat. He needs to know what it's all about. He needs to know.
I'm not sure what he would be like in Infernos.
Yeah, no. I'd improve him. Give me 24 hours of him, he'd be a new man. Me and Parise. I'd get him with Parise. We'd feed him 40 Marlboro Reds, a toothbrush at the bottom, his foreskin tied up, and then, you know, before you know it, he's a new man. He's bouncing around. He's scoring tries for fun.
Well, talking about another guy who's not great value on the pitch or off it, actually, is Owen Farrell. You won many admirers globally when you had a big scrap with him, a huge punch-up, huge fight during that incredible England game. Can you tell us blow for blow what happened? How was that triggered?
Man, just, well, at halftime, the coaches just said we lacked a bit of physicality in the first half. So no matter who it was, I just wanted to put in a big shot on someone to sort of G up the boys. And obviously when I saw Farrell taking it to the line, I was like, yeah, I'm going to put in a big hit here. And yeah, I didn't really mean, like, obviously the cameras and stuff show that I'm on top of him, but there was nothing really in it. All I wanted to do is sort of fire up the boys a bit. It was actually funny because I saw his family this week. Obviously his dad's coaches Ireland. And after the post-match function, I've just seen his whole family, and they're all just staring at me. basically being like, where's that dick from last week? But yeah, I don't know if they realized that I spoke English. So I definitely got the message.
I mean, Freddie, you don't play rugby, obviously.
No.
Look at the shape of you.
No.
But what I will try and explain to you in your terms is, like, you know, I play semi-pros, and what Seb did, he did it for the team. And it's almost like, for instance, when I go regional clubbing, so, you know, when I'm outside London and I go to a club and the boys need a bit of confidence, I'll just go out there and I'll put in a snog. And it might not be the prettiest snog, it might not be the prettiest cheeker, but I go in there and I just lunge, I get the snog in, and it boosts confidence, boosts morale in front of the boys. And they know, right, let's get some WKD blues down us and let's keep going. And, you know, a lot of them then crack on the night. A lot of them are married, but they just crack on.
Yeah.
Because actually, it doesn't count if you're in regional areas of London, because your wife will never
know. Well, cheating doesn't.
Not really. Not in rugby circles. Not in my circles, anyway. It's okay. Keep it stum. I keep it closed until, you know, maybe I need some money, and then I will. Then I've got photo evidence, and I'm like, bang. I'll be like, Young Z, do you remember that time when we were out in the Lake District? He'd be like, what do you mean? Here's a photo of you snogging a chica. Fuck. Mate, give me £500.
Friend of the show, Ellis Genge, came to your rescue during the England match, I believe, the previous year. Apparently it was quite terrifying. It almost got close to you choking and being unable to breathe. Like, what actually happened?
Yeah, I don't really remember too much, but obviously it was a big scare last year. Yeah, I don't really remember anything leading up to the game. After the game, I struggled big time for the next couple of weeks, even I'd say months, with headaches and, yeah, waking up in a bit of a daze. So, yeah, I obviously owe a lot to him. He saw me choking with my mouth guard, took it out, and, yeah, great, a great thing that he did. But he's a top, top guy on and off the field, obviously world-class player. And off the field, just a humble bloke who, yeah, I had a good chat with him, good catch up with him, and obviously when we played England and after the game, and yeah, really just a good person, good role model to a lot of rugby players. So top guy.
Yeah, I've got to say, big fan of Genjo, an unlikely friendship, me and Genjo, but you know, we insta message quite a lot.
Yeah,
good guy.
Big fan of the pod, he is.
Yeah.
Good friend of the show.
He actually enjoyed the Italian motivational video.
He did. He loved it. Yeah. He loved it. Commercial break. I wish I knew
girls hate a bush. I wish I knew. I would have manscaped my hairy tush. You idiot, you. What have you done? She fancied you. Now she's on the run. If she knew, she wouldn't be with you. It's too late to pursue. Wait a second, it may not be too late. There's one last chance, and it's a lawnmower. It can shave off your bush and make it fall for you. For you were too good to shave your bush. For chicas wouldn't like a fucking hairy tush. It's okay, things happen for reasons that we can't be sure. Yeah, I wish I knew girls hate a bush. I wish I knew. I would've manscaped my hairy tush.
Well, gentlemen, there's no need to live in the past or regret your decisions, because we're telling you now, as we go into spring, shave your fucking bush. Get rid of your inner thighs. Get rid of your gooch hair. Get rid of your body hair. Go to manscaped.com and we will give you 2 free gifts, 20% off everything you buy, and free delivery. Go there now and save your life, career, business, future family. If you're hairy, you're fucked. You're welcome. Just go to the Manscaped website and put in the code RIGBIS20.
Seb, let's go back in time. Let's take you back to when you were growing up in Zimbabwe, once Rhodesia.
Should we do a noise of a time machine?
That was lovely.
Yep.
When you were growing up on a farm with your family, but then life, I believe, when you're about 6, changed quite dramatically when you were forcefully removed from your family's farm when Mugabe's supporters started to raid and, you know, take over. Can you tell us your memories and recollections of that horrific day?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, listen, it's been well documented. Yeah, obviously, I was very young. You don't really know what's going on, but you know it's not good. I remember my dad just coming into the living room, telling us to keep quiet and go into our rooms, pack a small bag and get one or two things because we're going to be leaving for a bit. And you're sort of hearing sort of gunshots in the background and you know it's not good. So went into my room, got my cricket bat and a few bits and pieces, came into the living room. My dad just told us to keep our voices down, went out the back of the house, got into the car, turned off all the lights and sort of escaped the farm in the dark. I remember looking out the back window at my house sort of in the distance. And yeah, I never saw home again. So obviously it was a difficult time for my family. But you know, a lot of people had it a lot worse than me, and just lucky that no one was hurt. Obviously the next day my mum tried to go back onto the farm to try and get one or two things, some valuable things that we had left. In the hurry of all of it, and she was held hostage, so that was obviously also scary. And yeah, it was just a difficult, difficult time. But that's why I always say to, you know, everybody goes through their ups and downs in life. It's sort of how you take it on, bounce back and stay positive. And that's why mum and dad are big role models to me, because, you know, they've done everything for us to have a life that we've had, the opportunities that we've had. And, yeah, extremely grateful for that. But yeah, we were lucky. A lot, you know, a lot of people lost their lives. You know, a couple of years later, my uncle and aunt were beaten almost to death on their farm. You know, they broke my aunt's arms, cheekbone, cut my uncle's ear. So yeah, everyone's got their own story, and you know, whether it's in Zim, you know, everyone has their own story in life. But it's, yeah, it's how you stay positive and yeah, just live life to the full, I guess.
Don't really know where to go from that.
Well, no, we're going to move on. We've got to keep being positive, because obviously he's had an amazing career. So let's keep moving on, Seb. You then moved to South Africa.
You can't just go from that to that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. You've got to leave it behind, because it's, you know.
Have you ever bungee jumped Vic Falls?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't, but I did the whitewater rafting, which was, yeah, I think, just a bit more scary, I reckon.
Yeah. I jumped it, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Did it to impress some girls.
Were they impressed?
Yeah.
Seb, you then move to South Africa and you get a sports scholarship to the world famous Hilton College. Now, annoyingly, I've been told in good accord that Hilton College...
Is that the same as the hotels?
No.
Okay.
No, annoyingly, I've been told on good accord that Hilton College is... Their hockey side is as good as their rugby team. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God for that. I was getting worried.
Nah, listen, I think in all areas, we're pretty strong.
Yeah, okay. But let's just be clear here, Seb. Let's come together and just say anyone that plays hockey... It has a shocking chat, has a disgustingly skinny chassis, and has no business whatsoever listening to this podcast or even entering Clapham. You've been warned. If I see you about...
Yeah, I'm going to be politically correct and just have no comment on that.
Yeah, but when he says no comment, he is he's nodding his head saying, yeah, you stay out of Clapham. If I see anyone practicing their stupid drag flicks on the common, you're out of there. The common is strictly for CrossFit, rugby... Touch rugby and practicing your golf swing with a sandwich.
Okay.
Not a sandwich you eat, a sandwich.
You've been warned, ladies and gentlemen.
But you can take a sandwich as long as it's high in protein. I like to have mozzarella, chicken, avocado, and tomatoes in my sandwich. That's awesome. You're eating that, you're in good company.
Do you go around checking people's sandwiches?
I will do. Because if I find someone's just having like a cheese toastie in the common, that will bring me to think and believe they might play hockey. Okay. Especially if they have a tiny sausage, like a tiny chassis.
Right, or sausage for that matter.
But if they're quite large, if they've got like arms like Seb, then I'd be like, oh, that's just a rugby guy who needs to get his food in because he's pumping.
Okay. Well, we've had plenty of South African guests on here.
Sorry, mate. I'm a bit.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I know you're going through a lot at home at the moment.
It's a push and pull day for me. Normally on a push day, I'm great. A pull day, I'm great. Legs day, but when it's push and pull,
you don't know.
I've exerted a lot of energy. Yeah. So you know.
Well, let's go.
I'm fasting for a week.
Okay, that's dangerous. Seb, we've had plenty of South African guests on here from all the big schools, and they reveal the wonderful old school initiations, like Archie's told us about his clubs and his school and uni rugby club, and you know, in the days gone by. But we've never heard anyone from Hilton, or we've never had anyone on the podcast from Hilton. Can you reveal to us the rugby initiation you have to go through at Hilton College?
There wasn't too much initiations and things like that at Hilton, to be honest.
So have you ever had an initiation in rugby? Have you ever had to do anything for any club?
Yeah, at Hartbury in the UK was,
go on,
was quite bad.
Go on.
Yeah, just loads of drinking, naked elephant walk through the city of Gloucester.
Oh, damn.
Just getting caned with eggs, getting lined up on the wall, eggs. No, it was good. It was all like above board, but yeah, I think King was hard.
I love, like, if you're interested off season, if you want to come down to Clapham, you, Tomas, we can go for a girls, have a coffee, and then get on the smash and do a naked walk through Clapham all together.
I love that. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you join,
you know, Seb, by the way, I don't know, we've had a lot of South African guests on here. I'm sort of pitching a show to ITV7 over here in the UK about me and Baki Spota going to the bush. And it's sort of like documents two unlikely characters coming together. Philippe van der Merwe gave me half an hour with him. How long do you think I'd last with Baki's?
Not more than 30 seconds, mate.
30 seconds. That's a new record.
Pretty good.
I could beat that.
Pretty good.
He'd have to catch me. Yeah. Significantly quicker than that guy.
He's a big unit now. He's a big boy.
Yeah. How good is Cheltenham as a night out? It's good, isn't it?
Mate, Cheltenham's good, but I enjoyed Las Vegas, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, it was just easy. Also close to the easy in the sense that it was close to obviously the uni. It was such an awesome social life because obviously you'd play on a Wednesday, go out Thursday, recover, then maybe play even on the Saturday side. So you'd be playing two games a week. So going out twice a week. So it was good.
Yeah. But there's more of a classy lady in Cheltenham, isn't it?
Yeah. The Cheltenham was a bit more expensive. And yeah.
How many divorcees did you take home in your prime?
I was always in a relationship.
All right. Fair enough.
Are you still in a relationship now?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's listening. She's listening.
Italian lady.
Is she Italian?
Yes, Italian.
Buongiorno, la chica.
Che cazzo dice?
Wow.
She probably enjoys clapping more than me.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, if she's there, and no offense, Seb, but if it doesn't work out with Seb, come looking for me, baby. I've got over 80,000 followers on Instagram. I can get you any free biltong you want. I don't even care what she looks like. She sounds like she's got a great personality. She loves clapping.
Nah, she's awesome. She just gets it. You get some girls that don't get it, and yeah, she gets it, which is what you want.
Do you get it? Archie?
Can you write it down? Just write down. Just to do. Find a girl that gets it, because I haven't found that yet. I need to find that girl. Thank
you. I'm very lucky, to be honest.
Yeah.
Seb, when you were still at Hartbury, you made your debut, unbelievably, for your country against America in San Jose, of all places. What was that first match like? What was it like coming into a team full of such legends as Parise, possibly even Cathro Giovanni?
Yeah, it was awesome, surreal, because obviously I was still studying and I was part of the Italy A side. So I was in Romania at the time with Italy A, and then out for an off day after we had just played against Argentina A. Was with my dad at a coffee shop and my phone was just going nuts. And then I sort of ignored it. And then I got a call from the team manager and I was like, shit, maybe I've done something wrong or been pulled up for drug testing. I don't know what was going on. And he said, no, Conor O'Shea's just got in touch and wants you to fly to America tomorrow. So yeah, it was obviously surreal because I was at uni, but also to share that moment with my dad from the beginning was super cool. And then I went to America, jet lagged right up until the game, just in awe of all these legends, including Tommy Allen, who was just a big dog, so he didn't really know much about me, didn't really talk to me.
Did he? No, not?
Jake, no. He did, but he was a bit like, all of them were all big like guys that obviously I'd watched, and yeah, it was a strange feeling, but obviously once I got the first bit of taste for it, then I knew that was what I wanted to do. And
could you speak Italian at that point?
No ways at that point. No,
un petit peu.
So yeah,
can you speak Italian now?
About 90%.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe my missus will say 80%, but I say 90%.
Does Stephen Varney speak any Italian? He doesn't strike me as a guy. I was watching him quite closely in the national anthem. He just was saying random words.
No, he knows the anthem, but no, his Italian's not great.
He, out of everyone in the Italian team, looks like a ghost. He needs to work on his tan. He looks really un-Italian.
Right, I'll tell him. I've been telling him to hit the sunbeds every week.
Yeah. If I played nine, that would be that I'd fit in. Imagine me and Tomas, like two guys who just look like we earn a lot of money and have made good investments just in the national lineup. It'd be amazing.
Well, you and Paolo Garabisi, because he looks even more sexy than Tommaso.
Yeah, but I like Tomas because he's been on the podcast.
Yeah, true.
And he speaks English.
And he loves crap.
Garabisi probably doesn't have any chat.
Yeah, does he have any chat, Garabisi? Doesn't?
No, not really. No, not really.
Didn't think so.
But Tommy's chat's average too.
Yeah, but then what you get from Garbisi, Garbisi come in to me on the week of the game, listen, do you remember this player? I'd be like, mate, I'm playing FIFA with, what's his name?
Ange Cavuto.
I actually called Garbisi the C word this week on the field.
Why was that?
Because he told me to fold off kickoff, and I was like, that's not my role. So don't come there and tell me during the game that I have to. And then I saw it at halftime and I was like, maybe he's right. And I feel bad for saying that. But then after the game, he was like, sorry, Seba, I didn't mean to get angry with you or whatever. But he's such a good boy. And Yeah, world class.
In those circumstances, when I play with my team, when I do, you know, on the rare occasion get it wrong, I'll say it sorry to them in the shower. I'll go into, because we obviously have individual showers in the big shower room, I'll go and share a shower head with them and just talk to them face to face, mano a mano, and just say, as the water's caressing my face. Yeah.
I do the same.
Yeah.
I do the same.
Jack Savaretti's come back. Hold on. He's come back to me.
Savaretti's back.
Here we go. Don't worry about it.
No way.
Sorry about this, man. I'm not very good when it comes to people slip sliding into my DMs, but I'll be sure to redeem myself, and I will definitely make contact. Great to hear from you guys. Big kiss. And yeah, man, you and me serenading the changing room sounds like something that needs to happen. Forza ragazzi.
My legend, let's
you
organize it.
You are welcome. Look at what we do. Third biggest rugby podcast in the world. We're just making shit happen.
You guys have just made my day. I might actually send a sign.
Mate, you better send him one now. Send him one now saying, thanks. I was on the rig biz. Thanks to your message. Let's link up and roam.
Yeah.
And get drunk. And get naked.
Made my day. Cheers, lads.
No worries. We don't really need to go anywhere.
We can't. We've got to finish.
That is unbelievable. What a finish to a podcast.
No, I just want a quick couple of words on Japan and a couple more things.
Quickly. Here you are again with your serious questions.
No, it's not serious.
We're just having a good chat.
It's not serious at all. I just want to know, 2019, Tommaso, as you said, he was a bit too scared to reveal too much information. He said there was one great piss up in Japan. Can you just reveal a bit more than that?
20 to 25 naked blokes in a bar in Japan with a few locals all singing... Yeah, there were one topless man in a bar, then two, then just went nuts. People were getting sick. It was just good. It was just because obviously we had the last game against New Zealand cancelled because of the hurricane or cyclone or whatever. So Connor was just like, lads, go for it. So we went into like this dingy bar in Toyota in Japan and just got wasted.
I've got an erection right now.
What? Okay.
No, that's just a great story. Feel it.
There's been good nights. I mean, also Dublin, Copperface Jacks, unreal, great night out.
Would you ever be tempted by a move to the Premiership? Obviously, you're well touted in the press as one of the highest performers in the Six Nations and have been for the last couple of years. Surely you've got some big offers coming in, and if you don't, Archie has worked wonders with many players on the spot.
No, I don't want to say too much. Obviously, I'm really happy now, and obviously focusing on the Six Nations, but. Yeah, we'll see what happens in the future. At the moment my focus is just on Italy and Benetton, and whatever happens in the future we'll see. But
if Bristol come knocking or Bath, then who knows? Who knows? It's the future. We don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
£500,000 is a lot of money.
It is.
To some people, not me, but to some people it is.
Ollie Lawrence, obviously, I don't know if you watched the England-Wales game, but he scored in the corner, obviously, and he did the Clapham Falcon celebration. We're wondering if you do score for Italy in the next, for the rest of your career, if you would honour us, now you're an honorary Falcon, by doing the same celebration.
Okay, 100%, yeah.
Obviously, URC's improved the game dramatically. You guys get to go to South Africa, it's amazing. But what is it like outside the international window of being an Italian player? What's it like playing in Italy and living? Do you get to go to Venice? I mean, do you get to charm the missus taking down the canals?
Treviso is one of the most beautiful places in the world. There's no doubt about it. You know, we've got the Prosecco region 30 minutes in the car, and then we've got Venice 25 minutes in the car. Obviously, the skiing in Cortina, where they had the World Cup, an hour and a bit in the car. We live in the most beautiful place. So the lifestyle is incredible, and it's a big pull factor for being here and living in Treviso. We've had a good season with Benetton too. In the URC, we're there or thereabouts in the playoff places, and also doing well in the Challenge Cup, made the playoffs there. So it's been a good year. Like anything, there's ups and downs. I think, you know, during the Six Nations is a tough period for the clubs, because obviously they lose, I think Benetton lose 17 or 18 players. So that's not as easy. But no, it's an awesome competition now to be a part of the URC. We tour South Africa in April, so that's an exciting time too. Great club to be a part of. Great group of boys, both foreigners and the Italians. It's a good place to be, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my sort of five, six years, yeah.
And you're looking forward to the challenge ahead in the future?
In the Premiership.
Either with Benetton or maybe in the Premiership.
Does he have jet? Or does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Or does he have no jet? Does he have jet? Or does he have no jet? Gonna ask those questions now.
Jake Peledric.
Chat.
Stephen Varney.
No chat.
Castro Giovanni.
Chat.
Sergio Parise.
No chat.
Ellis Genge.
Chat.
Tommaso Allen.
No chat.
Jacob Umaga.
No chat.
Marcus Watson.
Chat.
Ange Capuzzo.
No chat.
And finally, Paolo Garibizzi.
No chat.
Seb Negri, you've been amazing. Ciao bella,
love
ciao bello,
and
grazie,
champagne.
Prego.
Love and champagne.
Arrivederci.
Ciao ragazzi.
Make sure you message Sabs.
Forza Italia.
Well, thanks for sorting that out. And yeah, great to be on the podcast with you guys.
That was possibly, Clenders, in my top 10 of favourite conversations I've ever had in my life.
One of the greatest guys we've ever had on the pod.
I'm going to have to go home and get my book out and have to remove one of my favourite chats so far and replace him with Seg Negro. I think you'll be coming in at a solid 8. I don't know who's going to go out the list. Might be the conversation I had with my DT teacher, Mr. Baker, in third form,
right,
when we were making a sliding wooden pencil case. But it was a really good chat. I remember it distinctly, and he was a lovely, lovely man.
Sounds like that one could be displaced. Unfortunately,
if Mr. Baker's, he won't be listening. He was in his late 60s when I was in third form. He's most likely dead.
Ago.
But if any of Mr. Baker's family listens to this podcast, sorry, great guy. We're going to have to remove him from one of the top 10 conversations I had in my life. Seb Negre's come and he's brought the fire.
LinkedIn loving. Tell you how much cash I made today. LinkedIn loving.
So Archie, it's now time for a return to your favourite section. Well, one of your favourite sections. You love sections in general. LinkedIn loving this one.
Yeah, you do know that about me. We've become very, very close the last couple of years. And you know two things, okay? I love working out.
Yes,
and
do.
I love a good podcast section.
You do.
For me, there are not enough sections in podcasts generally.
In general, yeah.
But we really have that niche of sections.
So let's start with Nat Davies, Archie. Obviously, all of these are your connections.
Yeah. I actually attended a talk by him. I think he teaches people how to invest.
Yeah, he teaches investors how to grow digital real estate portfolios.
I'll be honest with you, I left halfway through.
Why?
Because I kind of knew it all.
Right,
and that was a lesson to me. I decided never ever to go to a lesson again. Because I now have the life experience where I don't really need to learn.
Well,
if I do, I just Google it.
Well, 4 hours ago, he posted, "I like to watch porn. Yes, I admit it. And I'm sure many of you out there have seen your fair share too. But why am I bringing this up on LinkedIn? For two reasons. One, because no topic is off limits with clients. And two, because it's important to be aware of indulgences in your life. There are some things that need to be done in moderation. For some, including myself, porn is one of them. So carry on."
Firstly, really interesting take on porn.
Yeah.
It's one of those subjects I haven't really talked in depth with clients, and maybe I should. That just makes good sense, putting that up on LinkedIn, because that's eye-catching, and I'm sure he will find that some of his clients will really like porn like him.
Yeah.
And that would be a good conversation starter. They'll ask, they can have talk about, like, what kind of porn do they like? How long do they watch porn? Do they skip it? Or do they watch the intro? That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the next one because we've got a couple to get through.
Can you just make a note? I just remind me on Monday, just drop me an email just saying, just write porn.
Okay,
and I'll know exactly what it means.
Well, Archie, okay, this next one is from Julie Davis. Do you know her?
Yeah.
Go on.
We were romantic for quite a while. And we actually got quite serious. I met her dad. He's a lovely, lovely guy. Really good guy. Actually had quite a good chat. Was a big rugby fan. So we hit it off. And it just was the wrong time. Wrong time in my life.
Well, okay, this may be quite shocking then, because she's posted, this is yesterday, "I've taken a few days off because my amazing dad has passed away."
Oh.
Yeah. "He gave me my work ethic. He taught me how to be kind. He passed on his glass half full attitude. I don't like taking time off, but my head is massively done in. Don't worry, I will still be checking LinkedIn throughout, though."
Wow, that's incredibly sad and inspiring.
What do you mean inspiring?
No matter what, you know, LinkedIn it comes first, and that's why I did. That's sad. Can we have some sad music, just quickly?
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, wow. I just want to say, you know, that's incredibly sad to lose someone like that, but inspiring, as I said, that, you know, she will continue to check LinkedIn. Can you put a little note to me, Fred, just to reach out via LinkedIn, because I'm sure she'll get that note. And does it say if she's single?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, well, put a note, just check that as well.
Okay. And finally, Archie, we got one from Max De Souter.
Oh, Dutes. Yeah. Good boy.
Yeah.
Good boy. Yeah. Wheeler dealer. Tell you. Don't get involved in his schemes. Okay. Because I tell you what, you won't get 30% return in a week, I tell you.
No,
I've tried it twice.
Well, he said, move aside NHS workers. It's time to shower praise on the real unsung heroes of the UK. And those are the additional rate taxpayers, especially those earning 1 million plus a year, because they're paying 500,000 in personal income tax. I was sat here reading the commentary of the mini budget in the Sunday papers, and I thought all the additional rate taxpayers had murdered someone because everyone was so angry that they'd raised so much money. But no, they're paying 500,000 a year. Leave them alone.
Wow, what a guy Suits is. He's really sticking up for us guys paying our taxes. Although what he probably doesn't realise is that the majority of people, I mean, and this is a shout out to anyone in that tax bracket, do get in contact because I've got a great accountant and you won't have to pay anywhere near that amount of money.
Well, Archie, obviously a huge weekend coming up. People always want to know, what is Archie Curzon doing for the rugby? Last time you were down the Northcote Road, are you changing up this week?
No, are you in the home
counties? Are you?
I'm at Twickenham.
You're going to Twickers, of course you are.
Twickenham. I'm going on the lash. I'm watching the rugby with the boys. I'm not going with clients.
Yeah.
I'm not even going there work capacity. I am just going on the lash of the boys.
The crunch.
Sir Clive Woodward said it. Biggest pub in the UK. Yes, it is, sir. And I'm doing the rounds there.
Okay.
So you'll see me there. You'll see me there. And I, look, if I'm absolutely smashed, it's because I'm going out with the boys. You know how we do it. It's breakfast in Richmond. It's beers in St. Margaret's. It's to the stadium for more beers. It's watching the match, drinking some beers, having some beers after the match, to the Guinness tent after the match, having some Guinnesses, into Twickenham for some more beers. Then we get on the train with a few beers in hand, tinnies. Then to the bars around Clapham Junction, having more beers, and then we stumble into Inferno's, and by that time, we would have had quite a lot of beers. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we're going to Twickenham. We're going on the beers. Come on, the boys. We're going rugby, boys.
Well, we should get your quick.
I just made that song up completely.
Well, we should get your quick predictions for the games. England, France, who's winning?
I'm telling you now, England are going to win it by 15 points.
Scotland versus Ireland.
Scotland are going to lose by 15 points.
And finally, Italy versus the Welsh.
Listen, I have to say, the Italians that have come on this podcast recently, Tomas and Seb.
Yeah.
Just made me believe.
Legends.
I think Italy are going to do it by 15 points.
Well, the Italians, we should finish off by saying that they're always well-groomed. They're always incredibly sexy young men, always looking amazing, very fashionable. And you guys can also be like that because we're giving you 20% and free delivery on all Manscaped goods. What were you going to say to the people?
I'm just going to say, what a phenomenal pod.
Yep.
Definitely go check out Manscaped. Yep. Do not forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
Yes, please.
Seriously, it's starting to fucking...
Piss me off. I know. Sorry, mate. No, it's fine.
I'm not talking to you, by the way, who's done that already, if you're listening to the pod. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You know who you are. You're listening to this pod right now. You're taking the piss, mate. Or girl.
Yeah. But if you have...
Sort it out.
Yep.
I've had enough of it.
And if you have...
You're pissing me off. I won't do this.
No.
No, well, I do love it. I'll keep doing it, but do it, please.
And if you have commented and you have bought your Manscaped stuff and sorted out your bush, there is one more thing you can do. Go to Beer 52 and we're giving you free beers again.
Yeah,
Eight free beers, two free snacks, all from Archie Curzon.
It is incredible what we're giving people all the time. And do we ever get some thanks?
No.
No.
Do we get anything back?
Some guy called me a wanker the other day on Clapham Common.
Really? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he thought it was me or someone else.
Okay.
But if he thought it was his mate, that's actually quite good banter. Because I call my mates wankers.
Yeah, okay.
But then I was quite random because he was like, your podcast shit.
Right.
But maybe his mate has a podcast.
I think probably. Well, guys, claim your free beers, sort out your bush, and enjoy the rugby this weekend. And we'll see you all next week. Archie Curzon, go well, sir.